Okay, well, you know, maybe it's a time of night. I don't know. It's not necessarily, quote unquote, a wrong thing in the sense that, you know, it happens to people.
Well, are you trying to fall asleep in your middle of your prayer? Like,
yeah, I mean, like, if you're making a conscious effort, you know, that's one thing. But, I mean, like, who hasn't, you know, late at night, they're doing their devotions, they say a prayer, they're getting comfy, and all of a sudden, oh, you know, they wake up, you know. The most famous example of falling asleep during prayer, the apostles fell asleep on Jesus at his most important night.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus responded that the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. So he knows our weaknesses. The best thing to do to avoid falling asleep, do it in a place that's not going to be comfy. Okay. So don't, you know, jump into bed and, you know, or a big comfy couch thing or whatever, you know. Do it a place where you know you're not going to fall asleep.
I actually love that we're talking about this because today in the Bible, during my devotional time, I was reading exactly this and I just pulled it up. So Jesus responds to them, "Why are you sleeping?" He asked them, "Get up and pray so that you will not give in to temptation." That's the NLT. So
I
thought that was interesting, just kind of putting two and two together. I know we're talking about falling asleep and is that like a sin, but I love in this passage, like Jesus is saying, get up and pray so that you will not give in to temptation. I thought that was interesting. Like Jesus saying, like, stay alert. And I wonder if it was even for himself, like, because you see him in the same passage praying, like, you know, if it's possible, like, let this cup pass through, but like, not my will be done, but yours.
Yeah.
And so you see such a parallel between like Jesus just really pressing into prayer versus the disciples from the weight of it. They just fell asleep and gave into the temptation.
Well, you think about it too. When you're tired, you know, when you're like exhausted to the point where you're like falling asleep, even while like eating breakfast or something, you know, here's the thing. You're most vulnerable in your mental state when you're tired. You start thinking things that you probably wouldn't normally think because your mind is going all over the place. And so, you know, get the sleep that you need, okay? But when you do your devotions and pray and everything, do it in a place where you're not going to fall asleep. Mm-hmm. I mean, like Matthew 26 shares that story. Jesus had to come back three times and he found them sleeping each time, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that whole thing of repeating something three times for emphasis. Pay attention. You know, that's what it really means is pay attention to this. Drop whatever you're doing. Listen to this because it's super important. That's the importance of three times. So there is that importance of, you know, when you're praying to God, when you're doing your devotions, don't fall asleep.
Yeah.
You know, don't be in that place where you can be just cruising along and all of a sudden, boom, you're gone.